Internalizing art. Stretching reference images over the entire canvas, making them transparent and using them as shape and color reference is awesome. It is a powerful idea that can have you selling your paintings in no time. It is a perfect start of your perfect art. Take a long time to paint and dream and think about things. There is no time in art. When you are ready, the next steps are near. I like my portfolio the same way I like my websites, plain and simple. This is not as simple as it sounds, but it is simplest. I made all my works square. And I focused on just parading the top 9, which when all glued together, make another square. This quilt of color, which I named Pieces of 9, makes your website beautiful and your portfolio stand out. A consistent portfolio tells your customers what they are getting for the price that you are asking. Because of the way CatP works, I use the montage command of ImageMagick, and I simply say, montage, use all my favorite illustrations, tile them in a 3x3 fashion, and resize each of them to 500x500. Glue it all up and create portfolio.jpg. When you keep things consistent, you can automate a lot of stuff. And here, I even created a little invention that I call portfolio.jpg that simply asks, what are your 9 best works? And on the money side of things, please don't get discouraged or tricked by low portrait prices. People set them low to entice a customer to upgrade. An honest artist will sell a portrait for $100, and 50 can get a business going. A lot of people will avoid low portrait prices because they get burned. I find my most detailed works require 9 to 12 hours, so a full day's work. I think the true value of a beautiful portrait starts at $500, and it also comes with some extras. Time-lapse, for one. The reference technique helps you create such perfect creations that not everyone will believe that you actually painted them. Wow, what a problem to have. Time-lapse videos are both fascinating keepsakes and proof that your perfect art is yours. Every powerful artist must also be a teacher. So as you work on your portfolio and sales, you also need to prepare 12 lectures worth of material. Ideas, customizations, shortcuts, observations, and exercises, all wrapped up in a $1,000 tutorial set for starting artists. It is really important to work on your lectures, and you may be invited for a semester or two to your local community college. Photorealism, your technique, and body of knowledge is a precious treasure that is worth sharing. If you choose to keep your portfolio square as I do, the works that no longer belong to it must be featured in your coffee table book. It is very important to keep a journal open as you paint, as you may want to attach a quote or a paragraph or even a story to each of your works. The cover image is, of course, the Pieces of 9 or your own equivalent. But please, I hope you never aim to write a book. And oh my gosh, don't try to organize it into chapters. A book, like happiness, must ensue, to paraphrase Dr. Frankl. Books are born from articles you write, from notes you take, from thoughts you have while painting. The truth about your art book is that it creates itself. It is not a to-do item. It is a thing you eventually discover that you already have. Once portraits are part of you, once you internalize everything, you will begin to search for more. Often, this becomes a call to full figure poses, where you move beyond the face and take to fashion, and especially the pose and hands. Sometimes, you will be called even higher, and that may be the call of fantasy art. An increase in complexity is a very healthy thing. It is a sign that you have internalized art and that you are ready for greater challenges, ready for the next plateau.